December 16, 2016, gift giving. Good morning. Since we went over my top 10 tax tips for year-end last week, I thought we would go over the 5 W's of gift giving. I think we can all agree that Christmas is the season for gift giving. But why do we give? Is it because we want to receive gifts in return? Acts 20:35 says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Or is it built into who we are, designed into us? Maybe it's your love language. There's something about us that wants to give. I believe the reason we give is because God gave us the best gift at Christmas over 2,000 years ago, His Son Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave, and that gift made all the difference, and we're made in His image. Now that we understand why we give, let's take a look at who we should give gifts to. Our gift-giving list should not be comprised of everyone we know and their dog, nor should it be a list of everyone who gives us a gift. Instead, we need to open our eyes and see the needs of those around us. What about giving that honors the Father? Jesus, in his parable in Matthew 25:31 to 46, reminds us that giving to the hungry and thirsty, showing hospitality to strangers, aiding the sick, visiting prisoners, was giving unto the Master. The neighbor who lost their job, the local ministry that is meeting the spiritual and physical needs of those in poverty, or taking in international students for a Christmas dinner. Now, popular on Facebook is the story of the white envelope. And in case you haven't heard the story, I encourage you to Google it or check it out on my Lougheed Financial Planning Facebook page. In the story, a family gave to their father a white envelope. And in that envelope was a letter explaining that they helped an inner-city sports team get much-needed sports equipment. It was the best gift for that father. Now, Christ gave to those in need, and in Ephesians 5:1, we're encouraged to imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Now, what about what we should give? Now, I want you to think outside the commercials and the traditional gifts. If you have someone in your life who recently had a baby or has a child and may be struggling financially, consider starting a registered education savings plan for that child with as little as $25. Likewise, if you know somebody with a disability, begin a registered disability savings plan for somebody with a disability. With both of these savings plans, the government will match contributions with grants and bonds, a gift that keeps giving. I look back over the young families that we supported with RESPs over the years, and now to the children that are approaching post-secondary education, there's enough money to make a serious dent in the cost. By contrast, how long does a toy last or baby clothes? Now, what about helping a sleep-deprived mom who's clearly overburdened and overwhelmed with her responsibilities at Christmas? Could you give her the gift of watching her children for a couple of hours, so she could clean her house, wrap gifts, or prepare some meals? How about hosting friends or neighbors over for a social gathering? They may not have anywhere to go. What about shoveling snow for a neighbor who needs help? Or perhaps as a family, you could give the gift of your time as you serve with a local mission. The options are endless when you think creatively. Now, that brings us to the question of how much should we spend, the where and when of the W's. In 1 John 3:17, we read, "If somebody has enough money to live, and we see a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person?" The Bible makes it clear that we should give according to our means. Now, if you're struggling financially, give gifts of service, show hospitality, help others with your time, but don't sacrifice your principles and other giving and goals by caving into the pressure of the season. Now, if you have the means and those you love really don't need more stuff, consider a meaningful donation to your local food bank to support a local outreach in our community. Give a goat or a medical clinic to help the disadvantaged in other countries around the world. So find out what is meaningful to your loved one and start there. For me, it's entrepreneurship and microcredit to give the working poor a hand up by helping them start their own business. To my girlfriend, who's a doctor and sponsors children through World Vision, stock a medical clinic. For another girlfriend, she loves her local church, so I support the Living Nativity as a gift to her. Remember, true generosity is a reflection of who we are in Christ. God bless you at this Christmas season as you wrap up those final gifts.